Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jimmy, bring us back. The late, great Jimi Hendrix.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for sitting with me. Kathy Perry's our guest. She's our good friend hanging out with us right now. KathyPerry.com is her website. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. KP, hang on. I want to lay some things out here, and then and I want you to answer some questions for me, folks. Since 1993. In 1993, the federal government, which had built and owned and governed the Internet, ARPANET, DARPANET, all the way over to when it became the Internet, and you and I could go on it in 1993 and use it, from 93 till now, the government hasn't run hasn't managed and governed the Internet for the world, but it has ultimately owned it. It's contracted out that governance and that management to two other companies, Network Solutions first, and then ICANN second. Today, the U.S. government, the Obama administration, is planning on relinquishing the ultimate authority ownership of the Internet for everybody on the planet and giving it to an entity that has not even been formed yet. ICANN will be doing that. And Kathy, you may not know this, and the people who listen to my show know this because they've heard me talk about it for years. For years, Kathy, I've been reporting with experts on the fact that the UN, for example, is covetous of America's control of the Internet. France, Iran, those two countries specifically are covetous of America's control of the Internet. Kathy, if America, who's been a non-political steward, equitable steward of the Internet for everybody on the planet all these years, if America no longer has the ownership of the Internet, it's out there for anybody else to manipulate and claim, what do you think will happen to your world tomorrow, Kathy?
I'm sure it'll definitely change.
For the better?
Absolutely. No. Yeah. I'm not saying it's for the better, but I know it would definitely change it.
Well, think, Kathy, you really have to spend some time if you were going to think about how the Internet is part of our lives, right?
Oh, it's absolutely a part of it.
It's the oxygen now, right? It's the oxygen and the marketplace, right? And of our lives, and not literally, but it's metaphorically it is, right? So what if there's a committee? The UN wants this, folks, and they may very well wind up with control of the Internet. If the UN is and they put this over into an Internet committee, Obama's administration calls it a multi-stakeholder entity or community. They call it. If there was a committee like that, Kathy, there could be any number of countries on that committee, and they might not. And one of them might not be the United States.
That's true.
So what if Russia were on that committee right now, Kathy, and the U.S. was on it, and they both had the same votes? How do you think Russia would vote for the Internet right now? We think it'd vote in America's interests?
No. So, we just sanctioned them.
Yeah, exactly. So Kathy, here's what worries me, Kathy, about this. It bothers me that I think this thing, people are thinking, well, this will never happen. This is ridiculous. It's so preposterous, Kathy. I think people think it's not going to happen. They're not tuning in. They're not paying attention. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and number one, I don't think anybody realizes this, that the government oversees the Internet.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, because we obviously know that everything is being observed and that
right.
sort of thing, and monitored, and all that information is being used. But I'm not sure people really understand the infrastructure
right.
of
The backbone, the way all the names, the fact that Katy Perry owns KatyPerry.com and nobody can take that away from you, and you have that, and it works.
Right.
And that's a big deal, folks, and that's been managed for 20 years by ICANN, Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, but ultimately contracted from the government, the U.S. government, who's been a good steward of this all these years. Folks, you need to start paying attention to this. Kathy, thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of our world. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Check out all the things that she does for her clients, her customers. They're on her website. I am one of her customers, and I'm happy about that. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.